Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Live from our studios in Austin, Texas, this is Drinkin' Bros Fake News with Ross Patterson, Dan Holloway, Papa G with the traffic.
How you feel?
Not good.
Yeah?
Field reporter Hot Bob. And Delco Dan with sports. Welcome to Fake News.
Yeah, we live on the old YouTube, Delco. What do we got? You can give me a thumbs up or you can give me your voice. What do we got? We live? Look at that. Look at that. If you're looking at us right now and you're saying that doesn't look like the old Drinking Bros set for Fake News, well, it's because we live in a weak state and the power is out at our studio. We're actually at D'Anthony Holloway's house here. Nice to be had over here.
That explains the gun.
Are you expecting company with that?
I'm always expecting company.
Yeah. Yeah, you sure are.
I don't know. You can't. I don't think you've ever stayed at my place before.
Non-blacked out or sober?
Correct.
Yeah.
But Joel has, and he can tell you, like, I don't move from one room to another without at least one gun.
That I know about you from everywhere we go, so that's fine. But I just like that you have it on the table in case something happens here today.
Well, I just wanted, so they're trying to ban, not this one, this is a 16-plus enter, but that whole ATF. 120 days bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I want to remind everybody to not do that.
Okay.
Yeah, don't register your guns. Don't take them apart. Don't do anything. This is going to get overturned in courts. They're saying to turn my mic up, guys.
Turn his microphone up, damn it. All right? We got to give a show to the people here. People are dying in Texas, Giorgio.
I don't think you yelling and making my voice comparatively lower.
Is that what it is?
It probably has something.
Is that what
it
is? Yeah. I'll talk lower, Giorgio. I'll talk lower.
Well, no, it's not just that. But anyways, don't comply with any of this stupid bullshit is the point.
Yeah, don't do that. And the other point of all of this is, rain or shine, we go every single day and we don't stop for the people. We're here in D'Anthony's house. Thanks for having us. Power was out in my house. All last night and into this morning, power's out at the studio, trees are down, stoplights, all the fun things down in here in Texas because, well, it's under 40 degrees. But again, show goes on. We don't stop. Real quick here, though, we'll give a shout out to Giorgio, Delco, and Joel for making all of this happen here on short notice. But it's just the two of us. Come on in behind us. It's all of us. There's Papa back there. There he is. There's Delco back there. Come on in. Come on in. I'm not going to have a fit like AOC just did on the house floor here. I might later on in the show. But first story is how politicians get rich. As we've discussed ad nauseum on this show, politicians like Nancy Pelosi and Dan Crenshaw, a.k.a. Eye Patch McCain, have made themselves rich using insider info from Congress to cheat the stock market. But that's not the most common form of political profiteering. The more common method, one Dan has mentioned a number of times in the past with Bernie Sanders, is spending campaign funds and PAC money on family members.
Yeah, so this is the... I actually went back and researched some of this because it's one of the things I've mentioned a bunch of times on the show.
Mm-hmm.
there was a report in 2016 that showed Bernie Sanders and his wife have repeatedly done what is effectively the most socialist thing ever. And I submit that it's way worse than the other politicians because all of his donations are small ones from regular people. So he's not spending corporate money. He's actually taking money from regular citizens and doing this. But he funnels tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars per campaign season and nonprofit dollars towards family members and friends, particularly Jane O'Meara Sanders, his wife, and his stepdaughter, Karina Driscoll, who both draw sizable salaries from Sanders' House campaigns between 2000 and 2004. This is only one example of it, right? So just in that one campaign cycle, they each made more than $90,000 consulting and also $65,000 for a salary.
Great.
Right? That's just for 1 2-year period.
Yeah.
And they've been doing that repeatedly this whole time. I mentioned it before. Driscoll does like printing signs and media events and marketing and shit like that. And they just steal money that way. And of course we know that AOC does this with her boyfriend.
Yep.
Ilhan Omar with her brother husband.
Yeah.
And then you'll recall BLM leaders as well doing this shit with like hiring their fucking unemployed family members to do quote unquote security for $150,000 a year,
sure,
and shit like that.
Sure.
So this is how these people actually get rich. It's by taking contributions and just giving it to family members.
Yeah. Now I read one with Maxine Waters this morning.
Yeah.
Was that the one where she gave her daughter $192K to do some bullshit out there? Was that the one that I remember reading this morning? Is that the latest one? And would you call that Nepo babies? Like, what would you call that exactly?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know what you would call it. Just it should be illegal, but yeah, she's been doing this for years with her daughter as well, Karen Waters.
Okay.
Crazy, her name is Karen, right?
Yeah.
But just between January 2021 and December 2022, so the last campaign cycle.
Sure.
Her daughter made $192,000.
God damn.
For Slate mailing. Setup involves outside campaigns paying the Waters campaign to appear on Slate mailers. So you have a 5x8 glossy card that has Maxine Waters, and then she'll endorse a number of local candidates and things like that.
That's great.
And then they mail those out, the direct mail to people in the Los Angeles area particularly.
And that job's not worth $192,000 a year?
Sure it is, yeah. Yeah, big time.
That's a lot of mailers.
It's like it takes 5 seconds in Photoshop. Basically, she's just monetizing her name.
Okay.
And then her daughter is making money off of it.
Great. Great. Love all of that. I'm a huge fan of all of that. And this is also the first time, maybe in the history of our country, that we've had a black Karen. Yeah, and I like that as well.
Yeah. But this isn't new. It's not an isolated event. And it's not just all the people that we've listed so far are Democratic people, but Republicans do the same shit all the time. If you're receiving direct mail with a national person on it, but then a bunch of local people, those local people paid that national person to put them in there.
Great.
Which is fucked.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's not great. So
I think it's all going to be fine at the end. We're all fucked here today.
Yeah. But this is how, like, we know that Pelosi and Crenshaw and a lot of the other ones, Marjorie Taylor Greene now is beating the spy average and cheating in the stock market to get rich.
Uh-huh.
And then some people write books, speaking fees. Like
yep.
Bernie Sanders got caught this week charging people $95 to come listen to him say how bad capitalism is.
That's great.
So he's doing.
Where was that at?
All over the country.
Okay.
He's holding these town halls that aren't really town halls. It's just him talking about how bad capitalism is, and he charges you $95 for the privilege.
No way.
Which sounds a lot like capitalism.
It sure does. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but Bernie Sanders was the one who bought a beach house in cash and $950,000 up in Vermont, I believe. Yeah. Same guy, right?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Just wanted to keep score here as we go along with this. Look, as we keep going down the road here with all of these fucking assholes in Senate and Congress, this is only going to get worse.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they're going to pass a law anytime soon that says, hey, family members can't be on the payroll like your fucking MC Hammer in 1991 in Oakland, where we're just going to have 80 people on here as security. Using hard air quotes on that.
No, they're not going to stop this.
No. And then, again, just to keep score, they're also not stopping whether or not people can actually put money into the stock market for any of these assholes too, right?
Well, there's somebody, I don't know who it was. I think it was Jim Jordan maybe, or Gates, or one of those assholes. They put a bill forth in the House that's the Nancy Pelosi Insider Trading Act or something like that.
Is it named after her?
Oh, yeah. but the funny thing is, she's not even the worst one,
yeah,
to be honest. I mean, she's definitely on the list of the top 10, but she's not the worst. And most of the years, Crenshaw is actually worse than her. But, you know, it is what it is. It won't pass. There's no fucking way it'll pass.
Let me ask you this. Any shot that the guy who broke into the house, maybe he was grabbing the hammer to ring the bell at the New York Stock Exchange?
It's possible, yeah. He had a SPAC deal or something.
Yeah, yeah. And he was just kind of showing up to be like, you know, I want to ring the bell.
Yeah, I got confused.
Yeah, it could be. Could be.
Yeah.
Either way, all of this shit has to end, and it's probably not going to anytime soon. And it all keeps getting worse. Like I said, it's not just, or like you said earlier, it's not just the Democrats. It's also the Republicans who are doing this as well. And then there's just a lot of grandstanding about it. A bunch of people have lit us up all day regarding this this AOC thing, this meltdown, as far as getting Ilhan Omar off the Intelligence Committee. I don't know if you saw that earlier.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really listen to anything she said because I just can't, right?
Right.
It's like listening to a child explain Pokemon to me. I'm not listening to that.
So she was screaming about it here, which we'll go into that story now here. They've removed Ilhan Omar from the House Intelligence Committee. Why she was on it in the first place is kind of a mystery to me.
Yeah, she was a freshman congresswoman. They did it. It was a diversity thing.
It sure was.
Like, she has no experience. The only fucking experience she has in any kind of foreign policy or intelligence is the fact that her family back in Somalia was the part of the ruling class that murdered a bunch of people. And then she fucking escaped to America before they fucking gave her the justice that was coming to her family.
Right. And then regarding 9/11.
Some people did some things.
Some people did some things, and now some people did some things to get her removed from the committee, and she was pretty pissed off about it. Well, AOC actually, just moments ago on the floor of Congress, said, let's not kid ourselves. She's being removed because she's a person of color, which has nothing to do with it. It could be her tweet where she said, Israel has hypnotized the world. May Allah awaken the people and help them see the evil doings of Israel. Hashtag Gaza, hashtag Palestine, hashtag Israel. It could be tweets like that, but probably not. It's just that she's a person of color. Now, they've also argued that regarding race and religion, as other people went up to speak, that they put Marjorie Taylor Greene on there, who believes in Jewish space lasers.
Yeah. I mean, she did mention the Jewish space laser thing, so...
But wouldn't that be protecting people if we did have access to the Jewish space lasers?
I guess.
And I think that's what it's all about, right? It's just protection, and that's why we have this committee. But as far as her being on it regarding anything to do with race or anything otherwise, no, it has nothing to do with that. It's that she's a fucking moron.
Well, yeah, McCarthy was pretty clear why she's not on there, and it's because in the real world, she wouldn't be able to get a fucking security clearance.
No.
So you should have to get a security clearance to be on the House Intelligence Committee, you would think, right?
Yeah.
That seems pretty fucking basic.
And the other part of this is, you know, when you marry your brother to get him over here in the country, some people are going to do some things to get you out of there. Now, in regards to the Marjorie Taylor Greene thing and then swapping her out, is it just a move on the Republican side to be like, fuck you? Yes, because that's where we're at now with all of this. Every single move that's going to happen now, back and forth, even the Mar-a-Lago thing, which I had said, you know, months and months and months ago when you raid the house, now you got to raid the other guy's house. This is exactly what's going to happen back and forth. So nothing is going to get done now forever. And I think we've reached that point with Congress and Senate.
Yeah, but right? I'm good with that because the less the less Congress, both houses do, the better off the American people are.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm in that camp now, too. So I don't really care. And I'm just more interested in the theater of it back and forth, because you said this months ago, where the longer all this shit is delayed and the more arguments everybody has, the more things they're not going to be able to pass and jam down our throats. So I'm kind of fine with just kicking back, having some booze, and then just enjoying the shit show here. And then hopefully everybody else is too. Because this video has gone viral with AOC and her having a complete fucking meltdown today. Yeah.
She went full on crazy. I mean, it was like, I thought there was a nationwide Adderall shortage.
Yeah.
But it turns out it's just her doing all of it. Because she looked she looked like she was on day three of no sleep on Adderall. That's what it sounded. I'm fucking serious. That's what it sounded like to me.
Yeah. And let's be honest. Do we expect her to be any other way?
No, she's like a 30. How old is she? Like 32 or some shit.
I'm not.
Everybody
sure.
In their 20s and 30s should be on Adderall.
Yeah, you probably. Awesome. Probably.
It's legal meth. Just do it. I mean.
But when we elect people like this, are we shocked that they act like that? Like, no. You know, I know where Marjorie Taylor Greene is from in Georgia, right? Mm. Do I expect somebody from that part of the state to act like that? No, dude, I'm not. When I see AOC, it is a Latino Karen. Like, that's what I'm here for. Like, her performance today was exactly what I expected.
Yeah.
So I don't give a shit about any of this. The one from, who is the other one who's in the squad? I don't even pick a race or just mix a bunch together. Whatever she is, she had a fucking meltdown where she started crying today.
The bald one?
No, she's not bald, but she kind of looks like, man.
She's from Palestine, I believe.
I'm not sure where she's from.
Yeah, she is.
She started crying today up there. I loved all of it. We took soap operas off the air years ago during daytime TV.
Rashida Tlaib, this one?
That's it. Yeah. Yes. I think she had a... just tears in a whole thing that she wanted to get into, and somebody cut her off, and then the tears stopped real quick.
Well, that's what you do when you're fucking... Look, we've all been in arguments with women before.
Yeah.
When your point's fucking stupid, just start crying.
That's it.
That's how they. That's how you fucking operate,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. They cut her off and got her the fuck out of there, and then the outrage has been back and forth online. This has been going on for years. On the right, so why are we surprised that as soon as they got in there and took over Congress, this is exactly what was going to happen, and we've called this for years and years and years. If you want to pretend to be outraged about shit, then obviously the other side is going to be like, well, sorry about it. We're going to take all your outrage away so you can be more outraged about it.
Yeah.
And that's kind of it.
Speaking of outrage, let's go on to the next story
Sure. Now,
which is about a Republican, just to keep it fair and balanced
here. Exactly, because that's what we do here.
Yeah. This Santos guy's gone too far.
Has he, though?
Yeah.
Or has he not gone far enough?
So this embattled weirdo that we've been talking about lately, he won a congressional, if you're not familiar, won a congressional seat in New York City.
Yep.
He has a sordid past by any measure. I mean, I can't believe nobody did Oppo research on this dude. You have to think the Democrats did, and they were like, you know what, fucking let this dude get elected, and we'll use this as a distraction for a while. We've heard all the stories about the drag bullshit, about abusing ex-boyfriends now.
Yeah.
Both mentally and physically. Even the campaign finance fiasco, which he's probably going to go to jail for at some point, because it looks like he moved about $500,000 from personal accounts and stuff like that. So he's probably going to go to jail for that. But by my account, I didn't care about any of that, because that's his typical, you know, Washington, D.C. stuff. Now he's gone too far.
Has he? And by the way, let me ask you this. Is this a real person anymore, George Santos? I'm starting to think this is a plant and not a real human being anymore, because every day keeps getting crazier. What happened that's even crazier than the drag queen shit and beating boyfriends with switches?
So the Department of Justice released a statement that FBI agents are investigating Santos' role in an alleged GoFundMe scheme involving a disabled U.S. Navy veteran's dying service dog. So basically, the guy went to Santos for help to get money for his dying service dog, and Santos fucking stole the money.
He stole the dog's money?
Yes. It's a fucking, like...
Who is the money supposed to go to? The dog?
The guy's name, Richard Ostoff, Wednesday on behalf of the U.S. Attorney's Office, two FBI agents reached out to him, and he gave them text messages from 2016 when Santos says he used his plight to raise $3,000 for life-saving surgery for the pit bull mix, named Sapphire, by the way, which is a stripper name.
Yeah.
Then ghosted him with the funds. So Santos was like, oh, I'll set up a fucking GoFundMe for you. And it made like $3,000 and he just kept the $3,000. Now he showed,
prayers for Sapphire, dude. Hashtag prayers for
Sapphire.
It's
like the so typical fucking gaslighting bullshit. When you look at the text messages, Santos, said to him, hold on. He said, hey, Rich here. I was hoping to hear from you. Just checking whether you made contact with the vet. He wrote in one text to Santos, who was going by the name Anthony DeVolder at the time, a completely different name.
Okay.
Right. Santos replies that he quote unquote just called him and said he's been jumping through hoops. He adds that they're not as flexible as you said they were, blah, blah, blah. And then he said he had already ruled out surgery without the ultrasound because based on his experience, he thinks it's very invasive. But then he tells him that to take the doctor, the vet, to get the ultrasound just to give you peace of mind. So he's like running this dude around and be like, oh, you know, I'm having trouble getting the money from GoFundMe. Like, no, dude, that's not how it works.
Button.
You click a button and it goes into your account. So yep. This is like the checks in the mail, but way worse.
Yeah. So what happened to the dog? Do we know?
I don't know, but I'm guessing the dog's fucking dead.
Oh,
if it needed
man.
Surgery like that and it didn't get it, it's probably dead.
Prayers for Sapphire. Yeah. Prayers for Sapphire if you're out there.
Yeah, then he texts him again. He says, I'm starting to feel like I was mined for my family and friends' donations. And then Santos tells him that because his dog is not a candidate for surgery, the funds are moved to the next animal in need, and we will make sure we use our resources to keep her comfortable. So he just fucking stole this dude's money to save his service animal.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, and
so if at this point, if somebody, if Santos just gets fucking brutally murdered by one of his exes, I'm going to have to shrug my shoulders.
Yeah, same here. And I think that's going to happen. Did he offer the dog any fentanyl or muscle relaxers for the pain?
Well, because the dog's named Sapphire, I think he just like got 101s.
Okay.
And then tucked it into the dog's waistband.
And just kind of, and then walked away at that point.
What else do you do?
I'm not really sure. I'm looking at the backstory here of Sapphire. So Sapphire was actually studying to go to college and was at University of Phoenix online. The dog was. So money was going to also help with the college fund, which is, you know, typical stripper dog at that point. But I love what it, Giorgio, it is, okay? The dog had aspirations and dreams, and now that was shattered as well for Sapphire. We don't have the ability to pull up anything today, obviously, because of the storms. Pray for Texas, hashtag pray for Sapphire. But if we did, I wanna think that the dog is alive somewhere and hopefully got some money elsewhere.
I mean, look, pit bull attacks on human beings have gone up 40% in each of the last 2 years.
Okay.
Why can't one happen to him?
I'm not sure.
That would be some poetic justice if George Santos just got mauled by a fucking pit bull at this point.
Oh, it's great. Yeah. And all of these leaked text messages I'm reading here, even better. My God, dude, it's just so much work to go through for $3,000.
This is the kind of stuff you say to somebody after they give you drugs on consignment. And you're like, oh, yeah, I mean, I'm just waiting for this guy to pay me, and then I'll pay you. Like, no, dude, you did all my drugs. I know what you did. I've heard this story before, you piece of shit. By the way, the Texas situation, it never got below 30 degrees here.
Sure didn't.
Not for one day was it below. It got to 30 degrees, but it never got below 30, and everything is shut down.
Everything is shut down, and that's fine. And we're going to set up a GoFundMe. For a dog, we lost a fake dog out there in the winter storm.
We should set up a GoFundMe for my dogs, but not because they're sick or anything, just because we want to take them out of the town and have a good time.
I think I lost a dog named Emerald. Okay, it's a different. I know it's not a Sapphire, but it's a different type of jewel. Mm-hmm. And we're gonna put up some pics and help it kind of think. It lost two legs during the freeze. Froze right off the dog, and they were the front ones. So the dog just keeps jamming its face into the ground.
So now what we're going to do is we're going to buy one of those old school push lawnmowers and take the wheels off.
Yep.
And then put them on the front of the dog, and that motherfucker is going to be running faster than ever.
And all we need is $65K.
Yeah, $65,000 should do it.
That should do it so the dog can just roll through life.
Yeah, it's $250 for the lawnmower, and then the rest is going to be spent on Percocet for us.
Yes, and that's going to be $65,000 because that's the only way I can hang out with a dog with two lawnmower wheels as legs, as if I'm on drugs. So please donate to that. We're going to run that GoFundMe soon. And actually, I shouldn't even say shit like this. You know, there was a TikToker who just got popped yesterday for faking a cancer scheme.
Oh, but three different times.
Three different times and three different types of cancer.
By the way, this isn't the weirdest scam that you're going to hear about on the news today. Either. There's one further down the list that's the most fucked up, weird shit I've ever heard of in my life.
Homegirl had taped one tube into her nose and then some tubes on her chest.
Yeah.
They weren't going inside of her body on either time. I don't even know what one tube in your nose would actually do, but apparently a bunch of people on TikTok called the local police department and they were like, hey, we don't think that this is actually how you do chemo or cure cancer. Could you look into this? And then sure enough, she was just kind of sneaking into hospitals, duct taping tubes to herself, and then popping out of there once she'd got the shot.
That was they did an episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia about this, where Charlie's mom pretends to have cancer, and then they put her in a bald cap to make her look worse so they could raise money.
That's exactly what Homegirl did. And the weird thing is like this a looks good like bald somebody cap, Georgia by the would way. Date.
Good,
she
good,
was cute.
A good bald cap is a cut like $1,000
for
I mean, if you're going to go to that effort, I guess it's worth it.
Congratulations. Yeah, for sure. And that'll bring us to our next sponsor, because if you are faking cancer, is there a better mattress to fake cancer in and lie down and take a bunch of pictures for social media than a ghost bed from ghostbed.com/drinkingbros? There sure isn't. 30% off right now if you're in the freezing cold weather or what we call above 30 here in Texas. Get yourself a mattress. 30% off with the promo code DRINKINBROS at checkout. Plus, you get two free luxury pillows, and the pillows are just as good as the goddamn mattress. I can promise you that, all right? Head on over there. Peruse the entire store. They got sheets. They got adjustable bases that are 30% off. They got the weighted blankets. They got the cover in case you're doing butt stuff and don't want to ruin your mattress. All of it 30% off with the promo code Drinking Bros. Now, if you want 40% off, you got to get the adjustable base and the mattress combined together, okay? If you just want the adjustable base, 30% off, promo code Drinking Bros. If you want 40% off, you got to combine the adjustable base and the mattress together, and it's amazing. I mean, obviously not if the power goes out, because you do have to plug it into a wall. And I found that out the hard way last night. When the power went out, I had it adjusted up a little bit. Mm. And boom, lights out, and we were kind of stuck in that position because it does have to plug into a wall. So maybe not for tech. Maybe it's just not for Texans in the winter.
No, you should just get a gas-powered generator and put it in your bedroom.
Just simply for the adjustable base. Yeah. And it's got two uses. Yeah. You know, it can also power your bed and just kind of bulldoze your lady's pussy. If you want.
Well, the carbon monoxide poisoning should also...
But that also kind of gets you off, too. Yeah. When you're on that verge of death, when you can smell it, and you're like, oh, shit, have I taken too much carbon monoxide in? Am I going to die now? That's kind of like the edge of orgasm right there. That'll take you to another level. I'm sure Ghostbed's going to be amped about this ad read today. Head on over there, and when you check out, you're going to see a 60-month pay-as-you-go program at the bottom of the page. When you check that box, if you have decent credits, they're going to give you all the things that you put in your cart, and all those deals are applicable with that. And you can walk out of there with a brand new bedroom set for about $25 a month, and that's only at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. Next up, now we're betting on weather. Son of a bitch. When it comes to the weather, all bets are off. Or are they? It's one of those things where the house always wins, says John Holden of Oklahoma State University. Weather betting is becoming a thing and bettors are doubling down. Weather betting is effectively like betting on sports, says John Holden, an associate professor at Oklahoma State University. He is an expert in sports policy and explains why many people are getting into the betting game. So this was case in point today. Today's Groundhog's Day. Happy Groundhog's Day for everybody who's out there celebrating it.
People have always bet on this.
Always bet on this.
But now they're betting on just weather throughout the year.
Correct. So today was a big betting day, especially up in old Punxsutawney for Punxsutawney Phil, who, if you weren't watching this morning, did see his shadow and predicted another 6 weeks of winter. To me, I had money on that because of what we're going through here. I knew we weren't getting out of this goddamn sitch anytime soon. Won a little cash. Usually they put a minimum on it, but now they're expanding it, D'Anthony, and they're going into weather in other states and other parts of the world, and people are actually betting on it on a daily basis if you'll have rainfall or not.
This is worse than betting on golf.
You know,
like, it's going to be 70 degrees next week.
I think so.
No, I don't. You don't think so. It's going to be 70 degrees here next week.
Is it?
Yes.
Or is it not?
Yeah.
I mean, look.
On Monday, actually.
Let's say you're actually betting on it here. I'm going to look at the old weather forecast. So you're saying 70.
On Monday, it said the high is 70.
But it's 70 on the dot. So you go over or under on that. Is that how they're going to start placing these? Because it is 70 on the dot. So if I go 69, just because I enjoy it and I think everyone should, man or woman, then do you win money? Is that what we're going to have, is overs and unders?
Probably, yeah. I don't know. I haven't seen the lines anywhere. So this guy from Oklahoma State, he says, when the pandemic hit and sports shut down in March, most people remember the NCAA tournament was canceled. We remember that, obviously. Within a day, virtually everything shut down. The only thing that opened up was, I think, later in March, and then April and May is when UFC started actually having fights that people could gamble on. But for the most part,
yeah,
gambling wasn't a thing for a little while. And so naturally, the sports world shut down. Sports books were looking for something to attract customers. And one of the popular things that emerged, betting on Russian table tennis and then the weather.
Yes.
Those are the two things.
Yep.
Because Russians don't give a fuck about being alive or dead.
No.
Is part of it. And then...
Yeah, he's Delco off camera has just said he's bet on table tennis.
Shocking to hear that.
No, not at all. Not at all. Did you go? Do you go on names on that one? Yeah, like a Mikhail. Like a Mikhail sounds good, you know? A Nicholas. A Nikolai, yeah. That's it. Yeah, a Nikolai sounds like a solid name to bet on. But
so here's how it works, right? Because people, I'm sure, are wondering now, how can you bet on the weather?
Yes.
He says there'll be a proposition like, will there be rain on this particular day?
Then okay.
The individual can select yes or no. Much like an over-under in betting for sports, the bookmaker sets a line where the total points can either go over or under, and the bettor selects which will occur. So you're going to get like a minus 200, it's going to rain today, if there's a 50% or greater chance of rain, probably.
Great.
If I had to guess, that's kind of what it would be like. So what do you guys think? We're going to bet on this or what?
You know, it depends on what's going on for the day. So, like, right now I'm having a hard time because football's in a dead period. I'm certainly not betting on the Pro Bowl this weekend. It's flag football. I don't do that. I don't bet on flag football or anything else. But if you're saying here for next Monday, let's go with your weather here, that it's 70, I think I would hammer the under and just go 69 on that one just to see what happens with it. But I think the problem that they're going to get into is – let's say it's your city, right? Let's say it's Dripping Springs. Let's say it's your city and you're in a different part of Dripping Springs, like maybe, you know, right on the border towards Austin. And they're like, well, it was 70 here over there. I think people are going to bitch about this back and forth.
Yeah, they'll have to be very clear about where the measurements are taken. So usually they're taken at airports and federal buildings.
Okay. Well, there is no federal buildings out here. So if you're going to Austin, you're probably going in the Capitol, right?
It might be the airport, actually.
Okay.
For Austin. But yeah, it'll be one of the two. Oof. It'll be one location that they test it at.
So if you're going airport, I'm going to say cooler just because it's a little more wide open
but
and it's
windier.
Yeah. But then downtown's a little more compact.
But how do you verify it? Like, I would drive, if they tried to fuck me, I would drive there and take a picture of that
Same. Same. And I think that puts you in a sticky situation. To me, this just sounds like a nice little cash grab here for lazy people mm-hmm. who are like, oh, I guess I didn't win today. Kind of like a lottery ticket.
This is just the lottery because, like, I'm looking at the weather for, let's just say it was Driftwood. Next Wednesday, there's a 60% chance of rain, right?
Okay.
But the days prior, there's 16, 15, 11 mile per hour winds, right?
Yeah.
So these things can jump forward by a day or get delayed by a day a lot.
Yes.
So if I'm betting there's a 2-day rain cycle, Tuesday, Wednesday, next week, if I'm thinking because of the wind, it's going to push through faster and it's going to rain on Monday instead and Wednesday is going to be clear, now I can bet no on Wednesday at minus, it's 60% chance, so it's probably going to be like minus or plus 150 or plus
right.
200, right?
Right.
That's not a bad gamble.
It's not a bad gamble, but I think the problem is you're going to have to add futures into that, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, like,
well, it's probably going to be like a 2-week period you could bet on. It's not,
yeah.
not going to be like people are not going to be reading the fucking Farmer's Almanac trying to guess.
Because if I was super desperate for cash and I was looking at like 2 Saturdays ahead or mm-hmm. something, I would go rain just to do it because you're probably going to get, you know, plus money sitch on that. And I think I would do it just to do it and be like, oh, fuck, did it rain? Look at that, dude. Yeah. I just won like $50. Like, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
But I don't think this will be a thing that really catches on for a while. But I think other things will for sure. Not just weather, but like, you know, kind of sunsets and things like that, like on the exact minute. I think you might have some things like that.
Chucky Larm says release tigers into downtown Austin and bet on the number of people killed. Now,
oh, that'd be great.
The Dallas Zoo has been losing animals
yep.
lately. I don't know if you saw that, but 2 monkeys are gone now.
Yeah.
I think they joined a religious cult.
Did they really?
If I'm not mistaken. I don't know if it was Nexium. I don't know if it's a sex cult or just one of the general cults. But, you know, monkeys are known for that.
Jared keeps texting me about the sex cult. And I'm like, hey, man, after like the 6th or 7th text message, it seems like you want to do this.
What, Nexium?
Yeah. If I had a futures bet on Jared starting a Nexium, I'd probably say yes. Like, I would go yeah. the yes on that one in the future. I'm getting a lot of text messages from
her. Do you know who Nikki Klein is?
Yes.
So she follows me on Twitter.
No way. Nexium?
She wants to come on the show, yeah. Well, I know her from Battlestar Galactica.
I know
she
her
was
from
an
Nexium.
Actress on there. But, yeah, she is branded.
Yo.
She's like,
is she really branded?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
Giorgio, that's now well, we're talking.
By the way, we were trying to figure out where Little Slut Cow came from. That
yes.
was it.
Really?
It was from people getting branded like, what are you, like a cow? Or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The little slinky little slut cow.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, we're going to have her on the show at some point
That'd
to discuss
great.
All this stuff.
Giorgio, look her up, dude. She's, now that's in your wheelhouse right there. If you're looking for like a nice MILF who's down to party, if you've gotten branded for sexual activity, you are fucking down to party in this life.
Well, I think the brand is less about that and more about the loyalty. You know what I mean?
Maybe. It depends on how cool the brand was. Because I remember I watched the doc on that, and I remember seeing the brand, and I was like, eh, they could have done a better job. You got to know somebody to get a good brand in this life.
Oh,
but
yeah.
If there's a DB one, I'm down to do it for sure, man.
Yeah, we can make a Drinking Bros brand.
Yeah,
sure.
but I mean, it's not going to involve sex, obviously, unless you want it to.
We'll see.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we're not going to take anything off the table immediately, but a nice DB brand. If you send one to the studio, we will consider it as the official brand of the DB.
Well, I think we need to
group.
We need to make the brand and then control who's allowed to get it. That's kind of the point, right?
Yeah.
Because then they're wearing our fucking shit out there.
Yeah, you gotta show your loyalty.
If you get a Drinking Bros brand or tattoo without authorization from us, I will sue you.
I agree, and I think you do need to be choosy about it. Like Yellowstone, you know, yeah. they brand in Yellowstone, and like why Jimmy got branded on Yellowstone?
He didn't even murder anybody.
No, and he's not cool. I don't like him. I don't like the character.
Yeah.
Jimmy's a fucking gimp in this life. They're putting him with hot cowgirls at the 4 Sixes Ranch and all that shit.
No, if
he doesn't deserve a
if
brand.
That skinny turd showed up as a ranch hand somewhere, he would not be fucking banging the hottest girls
I agree.
Around.
I agree.
It's just not how it works.
Now, the Ryan Bingham guy, the country singer, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, that guy fucks.
Yeah.
I saw him open up for Chris Stapleton. This is a true story, by the way. Maybe about, I don't know, 7 or 8 months ago, I saw him open up for Chris Stapleton here in Texas. And, man, it was 105 fucking 18 degrees at this goddamn camp fair, wherever we were, whatever Texas thing it was. And the ladies came out of the heat and just dropped their panties for Ryan Bingham. I mean, I was like, oh, shit. That guy with the brand, you're like, all right, I get it. You're in, you know? You can fuck all the things, and it's great.
So basically, you just have to murder somebody, and then we'll give you a brand.
Murder or be really good-looking to be like, all right, you can be in the sex cult.
Yeah.
So one of the two. Yeah. You can be a hardcore murderer. What do you got there? What did Craig say? Oh, so it was on. Yeah, it was on set, and we did have it for a while, but you know,
I'm sure there's a steel worker amongst us that can make us a nice iron brand for Drinker Bros that we will brand ourselves and then all of you.
Did he give $100? Did he really? Craigers, I love you, okay? Because he hit me up and he was like, hey, dude, I ordered a box of seltzer, some hard seltzer, a case of seltzer from you guys. There was one case, I guess, that was left over from a hurricane. He sent me a screenshot of it, and it was kind of dirty and whatever. And he goes, I just wanted the new flavors. Craig, save the 100 and just get it some new flavors. Now I've got to go through customer service for that.
If you wanted to know, the brand was for a Bronco, and Ross sold the Bronco.
I did sell the Bronco.
That's a good
point. I did sell the Bronco. Was that the red one I sold? Oh shit! You know what? We did that. We sold that. We actually sold that for. Ironically, it was GoFundMe for Helen Keller versus Nightwolves. And that dude has the Bronco. I fucking drove it to him, by the way. And then we went out for the evening. Yeah, it was a wild night. It was a really wild night.
No, we're not gonna make it out of a fucking coat hanger, dude. We're not poor.
No, we're not. We're gonna do a professional brand, yeah. a drinking bro, a DB brand. But you've got to be hot and or have murdered somebody.
Mm.
Which we have had people come up during live shows and say, "Hey, I murdered somebody," and I was like, "Oh shit."
Yeah,
yeah. I've gotten, I think, four people total. One dude, I'd had a few, and I just sat down with him, and I go, all right, tell me about this murder. And he went into great detail over what it was, and I was like, justified. He gets that, like, I would get the brand. Now he's disappeared, and we've never seen him again, but he would have gotten the brand for sure with that story. Yeah, it was legit, and it all checked out.
He's probably in Mexico just fucking slaughtering people right now, to be honest. I mean, that's what I would be doing.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
If I had nothing better to do, I would be on the Mike side of the border just fucking lighting people up on a regular basis.
Yeah, because who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares? And if you're slaughtering on the side of the border or just slaughtering your beard, do it with Manscaped because they now sell beard products. Slaughter that beard right off your face or trim it up, you dirty fuck. Speaking of which, I need to trim this mustache here before we go to Arizona. It's starting to get a little out of control, but we don't have any fucking power at my house, so... thanks for having us here. From a beard trim to a fresh shave, the technology behind the Beard Hedger Pro Kit allows you to shape your signature beard look. Now you can finally use Manscaped products to make your drapes match your carpet by going to manscaped.com and using the promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off and free shipping. It's time to tame your mane. No one likes a weird beard, so say goodbye to your stubble trouble with Manscaped's Pro Beard Kit. Joel, you're laughing back there. You shouldn't be. This isn't the copy.
Do you think that was written by Chad GPT?
Or no.
Chad GPT?
No, this is... I call it Chad. I think Chad... I want to... If we're going to use this GPT bullshit, I want a name. I want a real name to call it. Hey, Chad, get me the shit. Chad, tell me about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And I want Chad to tell me about it. I don't want chat. I want Chad to.
I wonder if, so with Chad GPT,
mm-hmm.
How bad does the question have to be before the FBI shows up at your house? They can't monitor an AI like that. There's too many fucking uses going on, I would imagine.
I think with Chad GPT, everything you ask it has an N-word in it, just because it's Chad, right? I think it's got to it.
It's either that or he prefaces each statement with, my dad's an attorney, so be careful how you respond to this. Or he's wearing multiple collared shirts. I don't know. At the same time, with all of the collars popped.
With Manscaped, they've got a titanium-coated T-blade. It's tough on hair, but smooth on your face, leading to single-stroke efficiency. That was Giorgio's nickname in college, single stroke efficiency. That brings satisfaction one stroke at a time. The Pro Kit doesn't end there, though. They've created a dermatologist-tested formulation for your post-trim care. First, there is beard shampoo and conditioner, because your beard hair is different than your hair. It's a little more coarse than your real hair. And they've also got beard oil, beard balm, which is a pomade that shapes, styles, and moisturizes. Gives it that sculpted look to attract any fellows or dames. So we don't care.
Now, whatever you're trying to get into,
yeah,
we support it.
If you're chugging dong or chugging, you know,
chugging puss.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever you're doing with your ladies, dude. Yeah. You can do all of it here. So get 20% off and free shipping with the promo code DRINKINBROS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the promo code DRINKINBROS. Manscaped Beard Hedger. One stroke, one guard, 20 lengths. What's the 20 lengths for, by the way? Do you know that?
What do you mean? 20 different
lengths? Oh, shit. The add-ons, yeah. God damn, that's a lot. Yeah. Are they giving you 20 of those things? Son of a bitch. I don't have a beard.
I think it's two.
Can't grow one.
I think it's two attachments, and each one has 10 individual settings.
No shit. Yeah. Look at that, dude. Technology. Next up, we got the rise of the deepfake. Online trolls have been using AI-powered software to create racist deepfakes of celebrities. A few days ago, tech startup 11 Labs launched a beta version of its new tool, Prime Voice AI.
I love this shit. I love that the first thing people used it for wasn't weird sex stuff or to do anything serious. It's just to make people say racist shit.
That's it. This feature gives users the ability to create synthetic voices for text-to-speech audio or to clone somebody's voice. So now the company revealed in a tweet that there has been an increasing number of voice cloning misuse cases. You don't say.
Yeah, where did you think this was going to go?
Yeah.
Giving people this kind of tool is basically like the fucking comment section on YouTube back in the day.
Yeah.
Where it was like, it was somebody doing backflips on a fucking dirt bike, and there's all the comments are about how somebody hates Puerto Ricans or something.
Yeah.
Completely disassociated from the event that's going on.
Now, while the company didn't specify exactly what type of misuse has been carried out, a report by Vice, thank God, found the technology being used to create racist deepfakes of celebrities, specifically online tools, have used the product to generate voices that sound like Joe Rogan, Ben Shapiro, and Emma Watson, making racist and transphobic comments. Emma Watson wouldn't be my first.
Nobody would believe that, I don't think. But to be
Rogan's already said the N-word 148 times, so yeah, we're good there. So what's the use of that
one? And I don't know that you would have to go too far to find evidence of Ben Shapiro saying fucked up shit either, to be
honest.
Yeah.
I would go like Jonathan Lipnicki from Jerry Maguire.
Mm.
I would like to see an 8-year-old blonde kid with glasses say some super racist shit.
I would love to hear somebody repeating, like Bill Cosby explaining why he raped all those people.
Oh, that'd be great.
That would be way funnier than even just like this. So it's been lazy so far. The reason I added this story,
yeah,
and Emma Watson is not a saint. She is a fucking woke piece of shit that's tried to tear down the woman that made her famous.
Yeah.
Fuck her and fuck Daniel Radcliffe and that other fucking turd, Rupert Gent or whatever his name is. Rupert Gemp. All those people would be fucking nothing
without
J.K.
Rowling.
Anyways, the reason I added this to the news this week is because this is a challenge to the Drinking Bros community.
Sure.
To find some funny combination of content plus a celebrity and make some shit and send it to us. That's what this is all about. Not fucking weird, not like mean or racist shit or any of that. Just something really funny.
Where is this? Where can you find this?
11 Labs website. It's Prime Voice. Prime Voice AI is the name of the software, and it's in beta right now.
Okay. I think I'd go who would be the first go-to in that? I kind of think Richard Simmons or somebody like that. Somebody unassuming. Old Jessica Tandy footage or Betty White. Betty White saying things. Racist shit about like Mexicans or something would be hilarious.
Dame Judi Dench talking about poor people would be
hilarious. Oh, be great.
Yeah.
Or even Gwyneth Paltrow just really going in on the pores would be awesome. I think that would be a great use of that technology. But I'll say this for the other side of this. Since this exists now, no matter what anyone has said over time, can't you just kind of get away with like, oh, hey, that's just not me. That's a deep fake.
Yeah, and I don't know how they're going to. So the company says they're trying to add some new security measures to prevent stuff from happening, but I don't know. Like, even if they hard code something into the video, a talented enough editor will easily be able to defeat that.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the other thing they said they were going to try to do is user authentication. But again, that's not very easy or not very difficult to overcome. You can just make fake email addresses and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like they're going to use real ID or any of those things to confirm it.
No. So. And shit, I had said this years ago on this show. I don't know if you remember, but when the deepfake shit started coming out, because Tom Cruise was the first one that I remember that was really fucking good.
There's a guy that kind of looks like Tom Cruise that uses it. He does a good Tom Cruise impersonation. And he has the same general build, although he's like probably a foot taller, but he does a lot of videos. I can't remember what his name is.
It's on TikTok, but I remember seeing that.
He's really funny.
He's really good, but I remember thinking this was the beginning of the end, because at what point do you start applying these to political opponents like presidents and things like that? Like, you know, Joe Biden saying the N-word. I know, I think it was in the 80s, he was in either Senate or Congress.
Senate.
And he said it like 13 times during a two-minute segment regarding something.
But he's reading something. Yeah, which still...
Well, no. But here's where I'm going with this. If you already have his actual voice saying the actual word... You don't really have to apply too much AI to it.
Yeah.
You can just kind of cycle that through, because I think the hardest thing is with some of these celebrities adding, you know, some of the really racist shit to things they've said, if they've never said it before, then you've got to kind of implement that technology in and make them say it, and it sounds choppy a little bit.
Here's what I would like to see. I want to see like AOC telling the story of how like her favorite dog as a child, and she loved the dog so much that she collected all the dog's turds and dried them out.
Yeah.
And now she has a giant collection of dried dog turds. And then once a year on the dog's birthday, she fucking rehydrates all of them.
And brings the turds back to life.
Brings the turds back to life. She sings a little song, and then she puts them back in the turd container that she has. And it's something like that would be really funny.
Yeah. And I think we're probably there. What do you give this, a week?
Well, now that we've told all these fucking degenerate pieces of shit, it's probably going to be a weekend.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, you're going to be flooded with this all across the internet. Good news is, if you've said a bunch of racist shit in the past and you were worried about it getting out, now you can just say it was a deep fake and you're all good here, because that's all done. We're kind of headed into a world where you just don't believe anything.
Yeah. Well, why would you?
No. But yeah, I always wondered this, of why they didn't apply this to a political figure like Putin or Trump or somebody back in the day. I was like, we're this close.
Well, I wonder how good it is on non-English speakers, right? I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, I don't either. But one would assume if they have that much of your voice somewhere, it's probably got to be pretty close, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Greg in the chat says AOC probably bites the tip. I don't know if he means the dick or the tip of the dry dog turd.
Or the tip of the penis.
Either way. Yeah. Maybe she takes one little bite of each turd each
Just
year.
A nibble.
Yeah.
Just a nibble. And if you're out there biting the tip of the dick, chances are you like sex. And if you love sex, go to adamandeve.com. Use promo code DRINKINGBROS. For 50% off almost any item plus free shipping. Again, that's Drinking Bros. For 50% off any item plus free shipping, because Valentine's Day is right around the corner. We're 12 days away now. 12 days away from having that. And you got to get your partner something for the good times, all right? Let's say you don't have a lot of money out there. Maybe you're heading on down the streets to TGI Fridays or Applebee's or Olive Garden, and you're like, all right, I've got to spend some money on a vibrator or a dildo or something fun, a nice butt plug or something like that. Now's your chance. 50% off at adamandeve.com and free shipping with the promo code Drinking Bros. They've got everything in the entire store, damn it. They've got some sex dolls. They've got some vibrators. They've got butt plugs. They've got vag and butt plugs. It kind of looks like a little prong that goes into both, and both ends vibrate, which is nice. Most of these are USB ports. Giorgio, what's the last thing you bought? It's a USB port, right? Yeah. You're not trying to get batteries last second or anything else. Yeah, dude, you can get the what are those flashlights? They got those, right?
Wait, are you saying you turned your asshole into a USB port?
Yeah.
And is it USB or fucking USB-C or micro USB? What is it?
It's usually a USB port. Because the one that we bought had a USB port for
like
the vagina.
Like a full-size USB? That's too big.
No. It's just the cord itself. So it's the little...
Oh, I see.
Yeah. You pop that in.
And it's spooled up inside of his asshole?
Well, so in this one, the last one we got, that sex doll, it was in the vagina. So you could heat up the vagina. So you could plug it in from behind, like in the back, like the small of the back.
Oh, you're
like
talking about the sex. I thought you were talking about his physical body.
Oh, no. Not Giorgio's physical body.
That makes a lot more sense.
You could have you've put a USB cord inside there, I'm sure, at some point. That's not shocking. Yeah.
Whatever you're doing with your fucking feet and body on my stuff, stop it.
It's a lot of stretching.
Stop dragging your ass
maneuvers
across the floor like a fucking dog.
Like a little child. But if you're out there again, want to have a great time on Valentine's Day, head on over to adamandeve.com. Use the promo code DRINKINBROS for 50% off and free shipping. It'll make your Valentine's Day a little happier. Next up, we got an airport, baby. Israeli police detained two travelers with Belgian passports after airport staff watched the couple seemingly abandon their baby at an airport check-in. The parents arrived at Tel Aviv's Ben Gurion. Am I saying that right?
It doesn't matter. It'll probably get blown up next week anyways.
Yeah, one would imagine that's what happens there. At Rainier flight to Brussels, it says. But they had arrived late and checked in, and it already closed. So the check-in had already closed there. It remains unclear whether the parents could not or simply refuse to pay for another ticket for their baby as they arrived without one. In hopes of clearing security and reaching their flight on time, the parents simply left the baby on the conveyor belt in the check-in area, local outlet Channel 12 News reported. Now, airport staff tried to get the couple to return and pick up their child, and after failing to stop them, the staff immediately called the police, who found the parents and detained them.
This is honestly, I've never heard of something like this before.
If you're in a hurry, though, and you don't really like your child that much, it's kind of understandable. The parents retrieved their child before going with the police for questioning. They also missed their flight, according to Israel Today.
Wasn't this one of the flashback scenes in Archer one time, Giorgio, where Mallory left Archer at the fucking airport because she was going to miss a flight or something? Yeah. Oh my God.
Is this the plot of Home Alone where they just forgot?
It's like
the Kevin McAllister.
It's a mashup between Home Alone and that stupid Tom Hanks movie where he's a fucking immigrant that lives at the airport.
Oh God, dude.
Terminal. It's one of the worst movies of fucking all time.
Terminal. It's a real story.
Yeah,
but it was real shitty.
Maybe just fucking write an article about it and not a feature length fucking movie.
Whenever Tom Hanks does an accent, dude, it's never good.
Well,
and
when
I love
a retard accent, he does well.
Yes, he did. He did a great retard accent. Yeah. Gump. He really gumped that shit up. Yeah, dude. And that was nice. But the rest of them, no.
He set the standard, and then Sean Penn came along and just completely
wrecked
it. Yeah,
like wrecked it, dude.
Terrible.
Yeah,
you make me happy. That's the best one, probably. I guess. I don't know.
But the terminal was terrible.
I've never heard of anything like this, but I certainly have heard of people leaving babies at like a fire station or newborns in a dumpster or something like that.
Yep.
Which is, it's all fucked up. But this one is like, you're at the fucking airport. There's cameras and people everywhere. And you're just like, you know what? Fuck that baby.
Yeah.
I'm out.
I'm out.
I got shit to do. Hey, It's like driving up someplace and tossing your keys to somebody and just walking right in the door, even if they're not the valet.
And then just deucing out the baby where you're just like, hey, man, I'm going to leave this fucking thing.
Well, I mean, honestly, maybe they're just like, if the baby was that great, it would have fucking figured out a way to get on the plane.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
That's true. And the baby just simply wasn't good enough. But if you're going to do it, wouldn't you do it in a foreign country? Because once you get to another country, is the law apply? Is it still your baby anymore?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? But we're just like, eh.
If I was going to do it in a foreign country, it wouldn't be in fucking Israel, right? Where there's armed police, submachine guns everywhere.
Yep.
That's like one of the most surveilled places on earth.
But you really can't tell who your kid is going to be. And if What's you didn't this? Like your kid, it could be fun. Is this the thing of the baby?
Is no it the way. Baby going around on the fucking thing?
Oh, my God. There is video of it. Let's see this fucking thing. Oh, shit. They blurred out the baby's face. Can they see that? Yeah, they blurred out the baby's face in this. Oof. God damn it, man. And I like how the next story is watches a killer whale attacks a boat off of Portugal. Like, thanks, man. I'm worried about that baby. And I mean, the fucking baby's actually in the goddamn carrier. That's incredible. You can't control who your kids are going to be, no matter how good looking you are and everything else. Maybe they just hated the baby and they were just like, this would be a great drop off.
Greg Lamontagne says, what if the kid was a rental and they thought that's where you drop him off, leave him?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, they were trying to check the baby in. Smart. Smart. Put it under the plane. If it's not that cold, the baby is going to be fine.
No, it's going to be like negative 40 degrees in the bottom of
that
thing.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's why dogs die in there all the time.
Ah, shit. Well, scratch that one. I apologize for not knowing and just plain old-fashioned being dumb. Next up, Hunter. Lawyers for Hunter Biden sent letters Wednesday requesting investigations into allies of former President Donald John Trump, who they say trafficked in stolen information from his laptop. A dramatic shift in strategy for the president's son after years of GOP attacks. Among the letters which were obtained by NBC News, one was sent in Wednesday asking the Justice Department for an investigation into individuals for whom there is considerable reason to believe violated various federal laws in accessing, copying, manipulating, and/or disseminating Mr. Biden's personal computer data, including Rudy Giuliani, who was Trump's lawyer at the time.
Now,
so
there's two things here, right? First is, think about this. It means that now, for the first time, Hunter Biden is personally admitting that the laptop is real.
Correct.
And what's on it is real. Yep. Instead of denying it. Now, he's trying to criminalize how Giuliani, et cetera, came into possession of it. Now, we've had the guy who fucking gave it to him already.
We're on the show.
And the first thing he did, and he's got the receipts for this, was try to give it to the FBI. Mm-hmm. So it was his property to do with however we want under the fucking state and federal law there. This is, I don't understand this move by him, honestly. This is a really stupid thing to do. Because the only practical effect is that he's admitting that it's real.
But I think this is a delay tactic, right? So if you can kind of delay this out and push this 2 years, because let's face it, Joe Biden's not running in 2024.
Seems unlikely.
Yeah. So I think if you can legally push this out as far as you can, and that is a tactic in a lot of these cases, including lawsuits and everything else, just push it out as far as you can and then kind of get it out of there. Then the big guy can take care of you after he gets out of office. But in the meantime, I think they just want this story to go away for the next 2 years. The problem with it is, with NBC News picking up on this shit and everything else, it's called the drip, drip, drip campaign of bad news here for the Biden family. Because they raided the house yesterday, or were politely asked for the FBI to walk into the house under full consent is what they said. And then you got this laptop thing hanging out there. They just jacked up, interest rates yesterday? Was it a quarter point?
Yeah.
How fucking high can that go at this point? I think they're just looking for a way out of some of this bad news. This doesn't do it because now it brings the story here, but it could push it out for the long term, I guess.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, he's only halfway through his fucking presidential. It seems like it's been 5 years. But
it seems like a lifetime.
Yeah, we're only halfway through. I don't know. I from my perspective, I think the Democratic Party probably wants Biden to get fucking hammered for this. One, to get him out of the way, and two, so that ends it for whomever the next person coming in is. So we'll see. The Department of Justice and the FBI work for the DNC. So we'll see how they decide to handle it.
Oh, yeah. To me, I think this entire thing regarding the laptop, and again, we've had the guy on the show. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're going to do anything with this in the meantime. The only one who could force the issue is Congress. And I would if I were them. You know,
maybe. But I think they're only going to they'll wait until it's almost time for a new session, right? Or I'm sorry, for a new Senate.
Okay.
Because right now they could not secure a conviction unless they got Democratic votes to do so. And even if it was plainly obvious that Biden and Hunter and everybody else are guilty of crimes, they're still not going to vote to convict them.
Right, right. Yeah, I think this is a ways out. We'll see what happens. It's an interesting move, but that's just my guess after reading this. They're just trying to push it out. Speaking of pushing it out, I'm pushing out some merch to you right now from drinkingbros.com. I've got the flannel on. I got the Drinking Dad's flannel on today because it is 40 here in Texas, and it's chilly enough for a flannel, you know? Nothing under that. I don't need any Gore-Tex or anything, but we got a whole line of flannels there. 6 more weeks of winter, according to Punxsutawney Phil. So we got tons of stuff. Beanies are on sale. I think all of our winter wear is on sale right now at drinkingbros.com.
Yep.
All you have to do is go there, go to the far right, click on the store, and peruse the catalog. We got the Flex Fits in there. We got a ton of shit in there. The store is stocked full, and if you're trying to get a jump on spring, if you're in some of the warmer states, I read it was like 82 somewhere today. I forget where it was, and I was like, shit. We got the short sleeves and all that other stuff that are there. We also got jogging pants on sale now, the new ones with elastic bands in them. Those are nice. And then the drinkware. The drinkware is in there, and we're almost at spring. It's almost time to fucking party. It's almost time to have spring break. Don't sleep on the drinkware. It's great at drinkingbros.com. Click on the store and peruse the catalog. We got everything in there, and the beauty of it is it goes all to us. This isn't like a George Santos thing where we're saying, hey, this is going towards one of Dan's sick dogs. No, the money's just going directly to us.
No, if
show.
If one of my dogs even sneezes, I take it out in the back and put it down.
Yeah, old Yellow stuff.
Yeah.
Yeller?
Either way.
Yeah, either way. No Yellow. Hunter Biden, that's a nice callback there. Next up, don't friend zone me, bro.
Now, this is the story that I teased at the front side.
Yeah.
This is the fucking dumbest and weirdest shit. I cannot believe this is real.
That's why it's called fake news. A man in Singapore is seeking more than $2 million in legal damages against a woman who said caused him trauma after she rebuffed his romantic advances and told him she only saw him as a friend. And now he's suing her for $2 million.
This is in Singapore, by the way,
sure
which
is
a country that is, they have very strict laws on some stuff, but apparently their tort laws are pretty wide ass open.
My God.
This is how, anyways, keep doing the story.
The man who is identified as a drone racing executive, K. Kashawagan, I'm sure that's exact. No need to double check me on that or fact check anything that I said in this pronunciation. It's exact. I nailed it. In legal documents alleged in a defamation lawsuit set to be heard in Singapore's high court next week that the woman's rejection caused him sustained trauma and reductions in his earning capacity.
So he's trying to show damages. The suit, which the woman is contesting, obviously, seeks about $2.3 million in damages for the alleged harm of being friend-zoned.
Oof. I'm surprised he didn't put, like, erections in there.
Well, this is the second time he's filed a lawsuit against the same woman.
It sure is.
So a separate case filed by whatever the fuck his name is in Singapore Magistrate Court was struck down last month for abuse of process, and the woman's lawyer said he had to pay for everybody's legal costs, obviously, because it was a fucking stupid lawsuit.
Yeah.
So in that suit, he sought $17,000 for alleging that the woman had breached a quote-unquote offer that she made included offering room, a room for him to share inspiration. I'm sorry, offering room for him to share inspiration, struggle, and achievements, and, quote, meeting up based on mutual availability beyond coffee settings. So she told him, allegedly, according to him, that she would hang out with him, and then she decided not to, and he sued her for $17,000,
yeah,
which is a pretty weird amount of money to sue somebody for.
It is. And the other part of this is, instead of going after that money, because you got to pay, you know, legal fees and lawyers and court fees and all that stuff, why not just offer her this kind of cash to have sex with her?
Yeah, it's a good question. Point. I don't know. So in the original lawsuit, he sent her a letter in October of 2020. So I guess it just got held up by COVID or something. It, it just got adjudicated last month. Threatening legal action for damages stemming from, quote, emotional distress and possible defamation. She told him that she was genuinely uncomfortable. He threatened that if she did not comply with his demands, she would face, quote, damages to her personal and professional endeavors. Now, for some fucking reason, the woman, after this letter, decided or agreed to participate in counseling sessions with him, which kept his legal threats at bay, according to court records. So if you read the court filing for the one that got dismissed last month, it says that she at some point agreed to go to counseling with this guy. Just some fucking dude who's stalking her.
Dude.
But after 1.5 years of counseling, she felt the exercises had become meaningless. And she said, as Kashagan, whatever, appeared, quote, unable to accept her reasons for not wanting any relationship or association with him.
A year and a half she went through this bullshit?
This dude is a fucking loser, stalker.
Yeah.
And he sent her a fucking letter saying, if you don't fucking hang out with me, I'm going to sue you. And then she decided to go to 18 months of therapy with this asshole.
Oh, my God.
And how the fuck did this get to the courts in the first place? Like, I know Singapore executes people all willy-nilly, but it's also the second highest-ranked Asian country for gender equality, right?
Yeah. Is she super hot? Like, what's the fucking
story? I don't know what she looks
here?
Like.
I can't find a pic of her.
So how is it possible that as part of their legal process, and they're Singapore allegedly has pretty good court system.
Yeah.
How is it possible that part of their legal process that it's okay for a legit stalker to sue a woman and for the judge to accept the case even if he dismisses it at some point?
I'm not really sure.
And then there's 18 months of group or couples therapy,
oh,
and they're not
God,
even a
dude.
Fucking couple. What the fuck?
That's gnarly, man. I mean, she's got to be the hottest woman on earth, or potentially they had sex once in the past and it was so mind altering that he's just like, I have to have more of this.
It doesn't say if she ever banged him or anything, I don't think.
Wow, dude. Fucking A. Now we got to find this girl. We got to track her down. We don't have anybody today because of the hashtag pray for Texas, hashtag snowstorm here, but, if we did, I would demand Bob's, you know, shoot up a picture of this girl.
Well, here's
you don't go to this trouble.
Here's a picture of him.
Let's see what this fucking guy looks like.
And he doesn't look great.
He looks exactly like I thought he would look.
Yeah. Like a fucking loser.
Kind of looks like a rich Google executive. You know what I'm saying? Like, on the tech side. Like he's on the tech side. Like a lead engineer or something.
Her
like
last
that
name
on the
is
tech side.
Oh, they've got her name in here. Maybe I can find a picture. Hang on. Nora Tan Shumay.
Yeah, let's see a pic of Nora Tan. I like the name already, though. Anybody with four names sounds pretty trustworthy.
Yeah.
They don't have a pic of her.
It's all pictures of him.
Oh, who's... shit.
Yeah,
you're right.
It's all stock photos.
These are all stock photos.
Yeah, they're not going to put her photo up there. We'll find her.
If you know Nora Tan, just DM us a pic of her. I just want to see if she's worth the $2 million.
There's no, well, I mean, no, he's trying to get $2 million from her.
No, I understand that. But, like, to go through all of this shit in court and then therapy and everything else, because one would assume he paid for that, too. And then the other lawsuit, I mean, you're racking up quite a legal bill. I just want to see if she's hot enough to deserve this kind of cash.
No one is hot enough to deserve any of this.
Well, you mind your biz
no,
on that
you
one.
You just
dude.
Fucking move on with your life, bud.
I think some people would disagree with it. I see those stalker things on TMZ all the time where people are waiting outside of Kim Kardashian's house or something like that, and you kind of get it where you're like, all right, if you're a loser and you're desperate, like hide in the bushes, I guess.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, like maybe fill up a 20-ounce bottle with your urine and just give it to them because then they could carry a piece of you around with them. Everywhere.
Sure.
Cut off the tip of your finger or something. Like, hey, Kim, I know this might sound weird,
yep,
but I'm a legit dude. I just wanted you to have this piece of my index finger.
Yeah.
You take that with you.
Or 20 ounces of urine.
20 ounces of urine is the other option, yeah.
Properly hydrated. Yeah. You don't want a dark yellow Core bottle here filled with urine. Core is not a sponsor, but they should be. Next up, millennials can't pay their bills. In a new survey, 2/5 or 40% of millennials say their parents still pick up one or more of their monthly bills. And the most common parental subsidy is the largest, which is housing. Not really a huge shock on that one. 24% of millennials say mom or dad pay their rent, and 17% say parents cover a mortgage.
Holy shit, that's 41%.
Sure is.
So millennials are 26 to 41 years old.
Right. I'm not surprised by this, and I'll tell you why. With inflation the way it is right now in today's world, and the Fed just hiked the rate 0.25 yesterday, I think, Delco, do you still follow like hard money shit at all? What's the interest rate now? 8.5, probably? Higher? Yeah. Well, now I know hard money's higher, but isn't the normal interest rate above 8 now at this point? People can't afford shit, dude. Now let's just say you're like a starter house, and if you're trying to get a traditional mortgage, I think it's above 8 now. So yeah, it's way above, right? Yeah, so yo, dude, hard money, you're probably looking at 13-14% now. I mean, it's gnarly. So this isn't actually all that surprising to me, because otherwise, I don't know how you would own anything. And this is kind of what the big worry about inflation is, regarding, you know, eggs and everything else going on. If all your money from your job is going to pay for eggs, you can't afford a fucking house or rent or anything else.
I put my eggs on layaway.
You have to.
I do.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have to. I don't have to. I do it because
you get three at a time.
Yeah, I get three at a time. It's like, hey, can you give me a pack of bacon uncooked, please? When I go to a restaurant, somebody's paying.
Uh-huh.
It's like, hey, can I get one uncooked package of bacon, please?
Sure.
Now, this is weird. So millennials are 26 to 41 years old, and this article continuously refers to that group of people as young adults. A young adult is 16 to like 19 years old. That's a young adult. A 26 to 41 year old is not a fucking young adult. That is called an adult.
Yeah.
Fucking dummies. But they're also paying for groceries, 22%.
Yep.
Their parents are helping with groceries, 19%. They're helping with utility bills, 18% with auto insurance, 16% with car payments, and then 12% with streaming services, which is, I would expect that to be higher.
Yeah, because you can't share a password anymore. They're cracking down on that shit.
But here's the like from it's just really expensive to be a young person now, says Kimberly Palmer, a personal finance expert at NerdWallet. If you were a personal finance expert, it would not be that hard to exist, because you wouldn't live in a big city, or you would live in a smaller house, or you would not be spending $7 a day on fucking coffee or something.
Uh-huh.
Like this is fucking stupid.
But I'll say this. Let's say you live in Los Angeles, Austin, San Francisco, New York, Atlanta, or Miami, right? Let's just say one of those big cities. Rent is so fucking expensive. Housing is so fucking expensive. Or it's like San Francisco, Silicon Valley, and all that shit. If you want to try to attempt to get the top jobs and work your way up the ladder at some of these places, the biggest cities pay the most. However, getting, you know, affording rent, food, all that other shit is super crazy expensive. So this isn't that shocking to me. I mean, if a kid came to you and said, hey, dad, I'm going to try my hardest. I'm in the city and I think I can work my way up and make millions one day. I would do it to help my kids for sure.
Fuck that.
Because otherwise you're stuck in like fucking Kansas or Missouri. And where are you going to go to move up there? To be honest with you, unless you have a specialized job like a doctor or something like that. But even as a doctor, now you're looking at 8 years of college and then all that debt that is on top of that.
You just find hard work to do that pays well and do it in a shitty place and save money for a while, like everybody that's ever come before you did. You don't fucking deserve a bailout.
I'm not saying you deserve a bailout, but I'm saying if you're going to give it a real shot. I understand this. I'm not saying it's right, but it's the position that they're in because of our fucking government's horrific decisions.
That's like, part of it, but it's also because we as the older class of people have decided to double down on what our parents did, which is to coddle the fuck out of people. Like, a little bit of struggle is good for you. It's how you become a fucking man.
It is. But, like, in some cases, like, I'll say this. I took a meeting 4 weeks ago. It was a friend of somebody else, and they were like, hey, my daughter wanted to work in production. Can she come see the facility and all this other stuff and see how it works and everything else? And it was like, holy shit, this is amazing. You guys are running like a real TV studio over here. And I was like, yeah. She goes, man, this must pay amazing doing X, right? And it was like editing and something else. And I was like, you know, it maxes out at a certain number. And I was like, what number are you hoping to get to? And it was like, you know, to afford a house in Austin, it was like 150 or 160 or whatever she said a year, you know? And I was like, oh, well, that job doesn't pay that. You know what I'm saying? And I go, I don't know what does, to be honest with you, unless you went back to college for something like that.
Well, you're not entitled to a fucking house in Austin.
I'm not saying you're entitled to anything, but is it a possibility, just looking at it, that maybe you chose the wrong major in college, or you chose the wrong thing, and then you get out into the real world, and you're kind of trying to figure it out, and just based on inflation the last 2 years, because things have so dramatically changed in the last 2 years, that you're looking at it like, oh, fuck, this was not the prices that I had set in mind for when I was going to graduate or anything else, and now you're kind of stuck in this. I don't know how young people are ever going to own anything in today's climate.
I know how I did it. I grew up poor, and when I was before the Army, when I was in college, I was fucking poor. In the Army, I was fucking poor. And right after the Army, I was fucking poor, right?
Uh-huh.
I saved money. I did shit that I didn't want to do because it builds character. You know what I mean? I have no fucking patience for this bullshit.
Well, let me ask you this. Was that part of the decision with the military of like, hey, I know that I'm going to get the GI Bill. I know it's going to pay for college. And then I know, like, because you don't pay for, like, property taxes and stuff, right?
No, I don't. Oh, okay. There's a cap on it, yeah. But
gotcha.
That's because I'm a disabled veteran, not just because I'm a veteran. But, hey, go join the fucking Army.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean?
So should that be part of your decision now, looking at the jobs going forward, of like, all right, if inflation's going to continue to be this bad, should you do X?
You should do whatever is in your power to do to make sure you're not a fucking burden on other people.
I agree. But I think in the last couple years, like I know, like for me, for example, I did not see this coming. I didn't see a shortage of fucking food or baby formula or, what were they run out of last night? Cough syrup. They run out of fucking cough syrup at the goddamn like grocery store and shit. And I was just like, I didn't see this coming 2 years ago. I didn't see inflation being this high. I didn't see housing prices going like this. Like, I didn't see interest rates going this high. I mean, even with the Fed yesterday, I'm trying to figure out what they're trying to do with this too, where I'm like, this is unexplainable to me.
Well, the problem is we're experiencing inflation and a recession at the same time. Usually it's one or the other. So we spent the last 4 years printing money.
Mm-hmm.
And then we spent all of 2020 and 2021 giving people free money without them actually putting out any labor.
For the pandemic.
So we now have a fucking recession and inflation at the same time. That's what's happening here. And it'll fucking, either everything will collapse or it'll stabilize at some point. But sitting around your fucking parents' house hoping for the best, that's not a game plan. Like Social Security is also going to become a problem at some point. Retirement accounts, if the market keeps getting hit like this, are going to become a problem. So you're talking about moving backwards from, you're going to be a second generation college educated person that's moving backwards, losing wealth through your and your parents' lifetime. That should not be possible.
Yeah.
Right. And it's only possible if you take the easy way. If you decide, you know what, I'm going to go back home for live at home for a while and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, no, man, fucking risk it. Go out there and fucking live a shitty life for 2 years and make it better for yourself. And one, you're going to appreciate it more. And two, you're going to learn some fucking good lessons.
Going forward, do you think they end Social Security?
They should, yeah. The government should not be holding your fucking money in escrow for 40 fucking years, right? And then loaning that money out to other government programs. Yeah, Social Security should have never happened in the fucking first place.
And then, so what would you do? Just leave that in the checks then and say, hey, here's more money. Save it on your own.
Yeah. And if you want to set up a personal retirement account of your own, then you can do that. And if you don't, you should be able to fucking not do that if you want to, but you're going to pay the fucking price for it.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder what they're going to do with it. Because I get emails about it where it's just like, oh, hey, you can check how much is in and everything else. And you're just like, oh, is that still going to be a thing? I don't know if it's going to be a thing. I think my parents' generation might be the last of it, to be honest with you. But either way, shit's wild out there. Mm-hmm.
You if your long-term plan is to rely on other people, especially the fucking government, the state, to have your back when shit goes wrong, you're going to fucking have a hard life.
Oh, I agree. I agree. Like you can't rely on the government for anything.
This is not me trying to fucking insult people who have been in hard times, because I've been in hard times too. But I'm telling you, the only way to fucking become resilient and get yourself out of that shit permanently is to do it yourself.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you are fucked.
Yeah. I agree, because the government's only going to get worse and worse. Mm-hmm. So, let's start looking at some of these programs for the future for yourself and everything else. Because they're definitely not going to help you. Now's the point in the show. We get to the Drinking Bro of the Week. You can submit on drinkingbros.com. Again, that's where the store is. That's where the Drinking Bro of the Week is. So if you scroll to the tab to the right, it's a quick submission form, and then it gets emailed to us live on air, and then we read it out live. Whatever comes in, comes in. We don't know if they're alive or dead.
Yeah, very frequently somebody will start off their little paragraph with like something quippy or funny, and we're like, oh yeah, man, that guy sounds like a real asshole. And then the next sentence is like, then he died tragically. Like,
yeah,
oh, sweet.
2 days ago in a biking accident. Thanks, bud. Decapitated. This one was from Ian Fuscarello. That's a fun name.
That's not real.
From New Jersey. Been a listener of Drinking Bros for 5 years and is nominating Shally Riley, and that's C-H-A-L-Y. I don't believe I've heard that name before. Shally Riley. Reason for the nomination, we met in high school, and I hung out with his cousin and him since we all live close together. And we were in dirt bike quads and then Mustangs. And then we got close afterwards, and I started dating his sister, which I ended up marrying and having two sons with. And he's always been there with me whenever I needed him, whether it's helping me fix something or just being a friend. I could always talk to him, knowing about whatever I was talking about. He would never let another soul know about it, not even his sister. He is also one of those guys that watches everybody's back if it means throwing a punch or telling me when I'm being an asshole. And he's the best uncle to my sons that I could ask for. And even though me and his sister have separated 2 years ago, he still introduces me as his brother-in-law and is more like a brother than even my own brother. And even though he has no reason to be, he's still one of my best friends and the number one person I can count on. Cheers. Cheers. I didn't know where that was going. I didn't know if
he was
going to die.
It at least seems like the guy's still fucking alive, which is
yes.
Nice.
I thought he was going to die in a horrific accident.
It's like, and then fucking Wolverines raped him to death.
Like, yeah, and I was like, shit. And damn it, Charlie.
Yeah, he also, I kind of like how he took a dig at his own biological brother and things like, my real brother's a piece of shit.
Yeah, bro. fuck your own brother.
So let's reach out to this guy's brother, see if he wants to get a brand or something.
Yeah, like, Ian Fuscarello. Yeah. Reach out to Ian's brother and ask him why he's a piece of shit. and if you're out there and you want to buy some Hard AF seltzers for your bro, go to hardafseltzer.com. We'll ship them right to your house. And we're in over 200 stores in Tennessee and Florida. Go to hardafseltzer.com. The store locator will take you right there. Google Maps, just type in your city or zip code, and you're good to go, and it'll drop you off right at the store, or you can get it shipped right to your house at hardafseltzer.com. Shout out to Delco, Giorgio, and what's his fucking Joel? He's got his headphones. He can't hear me at this point. I could say he was a rape victim and he wouldn't hear me over there.
I don't know that he would agree with the victim part of that.
Ah, that's true. That's true.
Rape.
Either way.
Recipient, I think, is a better word for him.
We appreciate the last second setup here at D'Anthony Holloway's house. We try not to miss rain or shine. Damn it. We'll be here with you every single day. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is Drinking Bros Fake News. Good night, everyone.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.